rock and roll, shoot the pain, the memories they feel shaving.
You've been looking for some drunk, incoherent, infuriating nonsense to fill the days with, then you're at the right place. This is No Regrets, the world's worst podcast by the world's worst musician, me, Smell, from the world's worst rock and roll band, Segregates. It's enough to make you fucking sick. Episode 3, No Regrets. You enjoy the little intro thing that I botched up earlier? It's pretty appalling, isn't it? Anyway, this is episode 3. That was the Crumbums, Gasoline, taken from the Cut the Noose record on People Like You Records. Top notch. Dave Crumbum, the singer, now sings with the Casualties, and I think he sings with another band, Starving Wolves. He's a busy man. He's a good lad. Next up, we'll keep it going, keep that punk chaos going with Chaos UK and Fashion Change.
We'll be right back.
Chaos UK, Fashion Change, taken from the Chaos UK LP. Originally on Riot City Records, that was an original pressing. I've got the reissue as well. Yeah, it was reissued on DIY Punk Rock Distro and Records. So go find it, it's top notch. Hope you've all been keeping well during these strange times. Not going to say hard times, because what are you doing? You know what I mean? Just sat at home doing fuck all. It's not good. No money coming in. Can't go out to the pub. Can't play no gigs. But it could be worse. You know, it could be on fire. I've had a bit of a weird day today. I started off my day with a run. I haven't been for a run for a long time. I think at the end of it, my lungs felt like I did have the virus. They were on fire, but it felt good. Now I'm back on the piss. Post-sports nutrition and all that. Guinness, lovely. Right, next up, Peter and the Test Tube Babies. We'll see you next Tuesday. Test Tube Babies. See you next Tuesday. Taken from the That's Shalott album, which apparently might be their last one. That year, when was it released? 2017. I went down for a bit of a reunion with my first band, which was Urban Scum. And we met up with Mitso, the drummer he's Greek. And he now lives back in Greece. We haven't seen him for a long time. He came over for it, so me and Porno went down and met him at a Rebellion one-off gig. Cocksparrow, Peters. I can't remember. I was absolutely bongoed. But I spoke to Del from Test Tube Babies, and I said to him, this new record is fucking fantastic. I hope it, you know what I mean? I hope it's just a joke, and it ain't going to be a... Shalott, but he seemed to think that he ain't going to bother anymore. I mean, they've done a lot of stuff, and as I know, there ain't much money in records, even when you're selling them yourself. Obviously, they'll earn a fair bit more than little old us, but yeah, hopefully they keep going, release some more stuff, because that album is fantastic as far as I'm concerned. It's on Nuclear Blast Records, I think. Arising Empire Records. It's a division of Nuclear Blast. Nuclear Blast seemed to be taking on a lot of the sort of 80s punk bands. They've got the Addicts on there too. And I think, I know they've reissued a load of Exploited stuff. Hopefully the Exploited come up with something new soon as well for the Apocalypse. Right, next up, one of the best to ever hold the old six string, Mr. Edward Cochran, 20 Flight Rock.
Well, I got a girl with a record machine. When it comes to rocking, she's a queen. We love to dance on a Saturday night. All alone where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk one, flight three, flight four, five, six, seven, flight eight, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm already to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she calling me up on the telephone. She come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with the aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 6, 7, flight, 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. A 15th, the 4, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, I sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I'm a baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. To find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. Well, the 15th floor, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
All right, Mr. Eddie Cochran now, 20 Flight Rock. A real fucking genius, if you ask me. No one was sounding like that before him, really. Obviously, a lot of people came before him, playing rock and roll, blues, rockabilly, that sort of stuff. But he had some real balls behind it. A little known side project of me and Jesus Christ himself, Dicko, from the Vexed. We have a little project that we embark on every, I don't know, it's been a long time now, every few years, and we covered the Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran, and let me tell you, it's not much like the original. It was the first, well, the only thing that I've recorded on a guitar, a children's acoustic guitar, out of tune, as you like. Yeah. Next up, we've got another legend of the game. Ian Drew and the Blockheads. There ain't half been some clever bastards.
No, well, Coward was a charmer. A writer, he was Brahma. Velvet jackets and pajamas. The gay divorce and other dramas. There have been some clever bastards. There have been some clever bastards. Van Gogh did some eyeball pleasers. He must have been a pencil squeezer. He didn't do the Mona Lisa. That was an Italian geezer. There have been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders.
There have been some clever bastards. Einstein can't be classed as witless. He claimed atoms were the littlest. When you did a bit of splittiness, frighten everybody shitless. And I've been some clever bastards.
Probably got help from their mom. Who had help from her mom?
some, let's hope that there's lots more to come. Okie dokie. Oh, Segovia.
During the Blockheads, there ain't half been some clever bastards. Proper stuff taken from, shamefully enough, it's just the greatest hits. I think I picked it up in Sainsbury's, and no, I'm not one of them fools that buys records from Sainsbury's on a regular basis. However, I am one of them fools that cannot walk past a record and leave it there next to the apples and pears, whatever it was. Proper stuff, Ian Dury. I recommend you go check out that film. Is it called Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll? About his life. He's a fucking interesting player. Up to all sorts of no good. Also, his kid, Baxter Dury, does some interesting stuff now. I think he's got a new record out. Go give him a spin. Next up, we've got a band that that Segregates have played with. Was it? No, it wasn't this year. Last year. The Windham Earls. This is Lunchtime Munchtime. We'll be right back. Random Earls there with Lunchtime Munchtime, taken from the Mai Tai Pink Eye album. That's on Earl's World Records. They are top notch. We played with them at Pizza Fest last year sometime. This might surprise you, but I ended up a little bit worse for wear at the end of the gig, and then even more so at the sort of after party with Segregates back at the ranch. I woke up the next morning wearing a necklace made out of witch doctor's teeth, which was strange, until I remembered that that is something that the Windham Earls wear, and I think I'd hassled them for a set of these witch doctor's voodoo magic teeth and swapped a record for them or something, so I still got them. Pretty cool, but yeah, waking up naked wearing nothing but witch doctor's teeth around your neck, it was quite a baffling day. Anyway, go get that record again once we're out of this apocalypse, if we ever make it out. go catch them live, because they're the real deal. Next up, got the King of Rock and Roll, Charlie Harper and the UK Subs. This is Hounds at the Door. Mighty UK Subs, and like I said, the player that I class as the King of Rock and Roll, now Lemmy's gone, Charlie Harper. You'll never find a more hard-working player in all of rock and roll. A lot of people say, obviously, Keith Richards, King of Rock and Roll. Obviously, Keith is definitely up there, but Charlie Harper's doing 150 gigs in the back of a van, you know what I'm saying? That's proper. So hats off to him. And you may or may not know, Charlie's done the artwork for our new single, the Preach to Me single. Top-notch artwork. I don't think he's ever painted anything like the saber-tooth skull that he did for us. He does a lot of cats and stuff like that. It was a nightmare trying to get that artwork, because Charlie, it's the third time that he's painted it. There's been three different versions of this painting. And the first two, he kept exhibiting them, And he'd ring me up and he'd say, Smelly, he always calls me Smelly. Smelly, I did the painting and then I put it in one of my exhibitions and someone offered me X amount of pounds for it. So I sold him it. I'll do you another one. And he did that twice before I managed to get the third one. But it worked out well because the third one is the best. I'm well chuffed with it. Anyway, that was UK Subs. Hounds at the Door, taken from, I think it's the last release, which was an EP called Screaming Senile. Wicked EP. They've also done something, what's it called? Subversions, Volume 1 and 2 on Cleopatra Records, which is UK Subs doing a lot of covers, two cover albums basically. That's pretty cool too. I've got to check that out. I'll probably play some at some point. Anyway, next up, we're going to ramp it up a bit with these Italian motherfuckers called Children of Technology, and this is Rise of the Night Rider. Children of Technology, Rise of the Night Rider, taken from the 45 called Chaos Mutant Hordes EP 2009. That's on the Iron Bonehead Records from Berlin. Children of Technology come from Italy somewhere, or Shitterly as they call it. Obviously going through some bad times there. I hope they're all right. I've just had some news that it looks like my mum's got the virus, which ain't good, but she's you know what I mean, she's a strong Yorkshire woman, she'll be alright. Anyway, yeah, carry on boozing and let's cheer things up with this is Motorhead, Shine. Shine. Motorhead, obviously taken from the Another Perfect Day album, but that version was taken from the 12-inch single Shine. Yeah, proper stuff. Yeah, bit concerned with all this stuff, you know, virus and all this sort of carry on. Yeah. Stay safe out there, people. We're all vulnerable, really. And speaking of vulnerability, this is Op Ivy, Vulnerability. Ivy, Vulnerability, taken from the Energy record, which I believe is a compilation of 7 inches and all that sort of carry on. Top notch album, if you want to call it that. I remember growing up, there was only, you know, back in the days before the fucking tinternet, when you only had record shops and things like these were a rarity on CD, and there was one copy that was floated around a group of about 10 of us that were into, you know, all like the Hellcat bands, Fat Wreck bands, all that sort of stuff. yeah, fucking awesome though. And next up, we're going to slow it down. Going to slow it down, but keep it fucking vibing. Did I just say vibing? What a cunt. Big Youth, the killer.
Now, brothers and sisters, good day. Sit down, how you doing? I hope you're doing fine. Because I would even make you mind if I would tell you. Come in and tell you about the summer, little wig, the summer. Youth, the killer, taken from the legendary album Screaming Target on Trojan Records. When was that? It was like 1973, I think, something like that. The reason I became familiar, well, the reason I started seeking out this record was basically for, I think it was Paul Simonon in the Clash documentary, Westway to the World. That was naming some of the influences, like the reggae stuff that the Clash were listening to back when they started. And this, Screaming Target, was apparently a big, big influence. So I've always been looking for it. I managed to get hold of a copy, an original pressing, a few weeks ago. I'm impressed with it. It's proper stuff. And to follow that up, we're gonna play some of the band that introduced me to Big Youth. Clash, Stay Free.
We met when we were at school. Never tell
Stay Free, taken from the Give 'Em Enough Rock album from, when was it, 1978, I think, yep. On CBS. CBS promoted the Clash, it ain't been a revolution, it's just for cash. But that's a fucking wicked tune from the legendary Mick Jones on lead vocal there. And now, well, I'll just tell you what just happened to me anyway. I store my Guinness in the freezer, two at a time, get them chilled, lovely, because that fridge is a piece of shit. I've just poured one out, and the cunt is like a slush puppy. Just give it a little flavour here. Oh, King Christ. Oh, bit harsh on the brain, what's left of it. Oh. Anyway, next up to follow up the Clash, we've got the Magnificent Gonads with Getting Pissed. Let it roll.
Last orders, please.
In the pub, I'm feeling ill. Me bird forgot to take a pill. Too late now to see this out. Gotta sit and watch your belly grow.
I'm getting pissed.
I'm getting pissed. That's all I wanna do.
I'm getting pissed.
I'm getting pissed. What you got to do with you? Me and a lad have had a row. So gotta marry the silly cow. Seems that I ain't got a say. Harry May,
I'm getting pissed.
I'm getting pissed. That's all I wanna do.
I'm getting pissed.
I'm getting pissed. What's he gotta do with you? Her mother is a right old cake. All she does is
Both the brothers admit they're vendors. They dress up in a man's suspenders. I heard they got expelled from class for touching up the teacher's arse.
I'm getting pissed.
I'm getting pissed. That's all I want to do.
I'm getting pissed. I'm getting pissed.
What's he got to do with you? To make things worse, I lost me job. Catch the governor in the gut. He thought it was a great big joke. All this trouble for a 10-minute poke. Getting pissed. I'm getting pissed. That's all I want to do. I'm getting pissed. I'm getting pissed. What's he got to do with you?
Boy, lad, wait. A lager top and a straight scotch. What do you mean I've had enough? I've only just started. It's not free. Well, let's have some afters in. Make it a double. All right, you fat cow. I know when I'm not wanted. I wouldn't want to stay in this shit hole anyway. I'm going up to Tim Penelly Club. Oi, producer. What you going to do for a face when what he wants his arse back?
Gary Bushell and the Gonads, or as listed on here, the Magnificent Gonads. I was getting pissed. Taken from Oi Oi, That's Your Lot, which I think was the final compilation in the series of Oi compilations which Gary Bushell put out. Like it. I like it a lot. And we're going to go from getting pissed to let's get drunk. It's the drunks.
Let's get drunk! Shit-faced drunk! Let's drink out!
What I'm fucking talking about, the drunks. Let's get drunk. I came across this band years and years ago when I first started getting into like the metal punk sort of stuff. I found a 7-inch on eBay of Heavy Metal Cocaine Blues, right? Or Speed Metal Cocaine Blues. What the fuck is it called? No, Heavy Metal Cocaine Blues. Drunks, and I got the 7-inch. I was fucking blown away. It's incredible. The singer's called Clemmy on bass. Clemmy, fucking proper. I found this album. It's limited to 500 and it's fucking mint. If you can find it, it's called Death Dealer, The Drunks, and you want to get it. I'll just read this little blurb that came in the flyer that I got with it. I love getting all this stuff inside records. It says, the Death Dealing album. Shit. Oh, fucking. I'm a cunt. I'm too fucking pissed I can't read. The Death Dealing debut LP from the Drunks. Detrimental blackout heavy metal rock and roll. Alcohol Holocaust over a decade in the making. Imagine Motorhead in a bare knuckle brawl with Venom outside of some Texas dive bar. and you'll get an idea of what you're in for. 8 tracks of Loud Beer Bastard, Grim Reaping, Bloodshed, including a Bathory and Creator cover, limited to 500 copies, with epic cover art from artist Daniel Shaw that would make Frazetta. I don't know who the fuck that is. I ain't no metalhead, I don't know what that means, but the cover art is fucking wicked. Like Grim Reaper with a load of like dead fuckers and a load of like big breasted naked women. What can go wrong? So yeah, go find the fucking Drunks. They are proper. Next up, we're going to have some Japanese chaos with Abigail and fuck me, what's the cunt called now? Violence, Kill and Destruction. Motherfuckers, that was Abigail, Violence, Kill and Destruction, taken from the Welcome All Hellfuckers album on what the fuck does I even say, Drakkar Productions. Abigail Japanese, I suppose, why they're like black thrash or something, I don't know. I don't really know a great deal about metal and all the fucking millions of subgenres and all that. All I know is this, it's fucking good. Anyway, this is, we've come to the end of the show now. Just want to say, like, you know what I mean? Stay safe out there, people. Stay in your fucking houses. Don't be spreading shit around. Like I say, it looks like my mother's come down with this virus today. I'm sure she'll pull through, but she's not very well at the minute. And obviously, there's a lot of people getting very ill with all this bullshit. So I just want to say, stay safe, stay drunk, but don't fucking preach to me, motherfuckers. Segregates. Adios.